Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I say wheel, you say suckers. Wheel!
Suckers!
Wheel!
Suckers!
Welcome to
Wheel Suckers!
I'm your host, Alex. I look after social media, marketing and events at Look Mum No Hands, a cycling cafe, bar and workshop on 49 Old Street, London, and I'm joined by my stoker.
Bring it up the rear!
Three cheers for the rear!
I'm the director of the London Bike Kitchen. We are a do-it-together bike workshop that teaches people how to fix their own bikes. We do this through classes, drop-in sessions, and our women and gender variant WAG nights.
Welcome, friends, to our new, crisper, better quality,
technologically enhanced,
improved in every way, shape, and form. Our content has nowhere to hide now. And we'd like to thank
Evsecutus for his generous lending of this fancy Sennheiser microphone.
Thank you. Yeah. So, what the hell has happened? What have you been up to, Jenny?
Wow, I've been like pent up inside. I'm going to let it all out. I was at the Adventure Syndicate's winter training camp in Girona at the beginning of February. And the Adventure Syndicate is a group of ultra-endurance cyclists who just happen to be women trying to kind of elevate each other, but also just promote the idea that women can do ultra endurance events and trying to get more women to do it. So they put on this winter training camp in order to encourage women to come together, hang out, do some crazy long rides every single day for a week, and then go back leaving pumped.
They're like next level, aren't they? They're like, Do you like cycling? Do you like cycling every day? Do you like cycling for a week nonstop?
Yeah, go in the
check
same
out, yeah, go check out the Adventure Syndicate. There's a big bunch of them and they all fucking love it.
Yeah, they're so inspiring. It was so nice to be there. So Emily Chappell and Lee Craigie and Ricky Cotter were there. And Paula, I'm really sorry. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Paula was pregnant. She was 6 months pregnant.
Wow.
And riding. And she's fucking fast. She did the Transatlantic Way, I think, last year or the year before, and did really well. They're part of the syndicate, but also like the women that just came were also like crazy as well. Like
they crazy, crazy.
They're just so into bikes, and it's so inspiring and refreshing to be around that, because normally I feel like an outlier whenever I'm around, you know, muggles, and I'm just like, I'm the weirdo who rides a fucking bike.
Good to be with your people, with like-minded people. Yeah,
totally. There is power in that and motivation. And so the cycling in Girona is absolutely amazing. Cars are really respectful. The roads are really nice. There's hills for sure. And I'm not necessarily a fan of hills, but I definitely conquered my deep hatred of hills on this trip. So I kind of got over it.
You switched a hill, yeah.
We kissed and made up. So I kind of came up with these coping mechanisms of how to deal with a hill climb. And the first one came as a tip from a girl that was there named Alishka. And she said, you know, just tell yourself you're doing great. Just, you're doing the best you can and you're doing a good job. And like, stop the voice in your head that's saying, you suck. Look at everybody's, that they're so much faster than you.
Yeah, I was like, hey buddy, you suck. Piece of shit.
That voice.
Yeah, I know that voice.
And it's just like, kind of, you gotta silence it with the other voice. Just say,
You were good.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Keep going.
We never say that to ourselves, do we?
Yeah. So it's like, changing, and we talked about this in an episode before, like quite early on, and I'm coming back to it. And then the second way I conquered my deep hatred of hill climbing, and the thing is, I love a good descent. I love going fast downhill. So I need
How do I get up there? Yeah, you can't have
I need a ski lift. I'm going to get into downhill mountain biking so I don't have to climb up. But so the second way is I kind of settle into a cadence. And whatever that rhythm is of the cadence, I try to find a song that matches it.
That's nice.
So I'm just like...
Uptown Girl.
That one, yeah, but the other thing that's funny is kind of like that song kind of reveals what mood you're in that day, and it's kind of like telling. And I remember on the last day when I was writing, the song was Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music.
Amazing.
It's like, Do, a deer, a female deer, Ray. And it worked. It was really fun.
Amazing.
That was really good. I got to test some really great kit when I was out there, so I don't have any winter kit. And Café du Cycliste hooked me up, and I got to try thermal bib shorts with thermal leg warmers. The leg warmers are funny because they are just a giant tube, and you feel like your leg becomes a sausage, and you pull it on, and it like sits right above your thigh and right next to your crotch, and then it pinches that area, and then it goes all the way down to your ankle. And then just walking around in only leg warmers is kind of funny.
Yeah, that's a weird. Oh,
and then
very high squished legs. Yeah. I can just imagine it. It's really weird.
And then you pull on the thermal bib shorts over it, and so your thighs are actually double covered, which is actually quite nice for winter cycling, which is good.
They get a lot of like wind as well.
Oh yeah, the thighs take a lot.
Yeah, so treat them right.
So the first day we rode, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, sun, I loved it. And then the third day we were there, it just turned into London weather and it was horrible, grey, rain. But I was wearing these thermal bib shorts and they worked really well. You know, kind of like how merino will keep you warm even though it gets wet. So they're kind of like water resistant and still... managed to keep me warm, even though it was pissing it down. Yes.
Are you cold inside, Jenny? I get the impression your body was warm.
My body was warm.
But yeah, dampened your soul a little bit.
A little bit. And then old injury kind of reared its ugly head. So I had to kind of sit out riding on day 4. But that was okay. And then realized through some chats with people that my cleats on my shoes are 10 years old. That might have something to do with my knee pain problems. So,
Jenny.
Yeah, I know, right? It's embarrassing. I shouldn't be admitting this.
Oh, we all make mistakes.
I know. Even the best of us.
Yeah. So. Sort it out.
Yeah, no, they've been sorted. I got new cleats now. Overall, I really enjoyed it and I would definitely consider going again next year.
And they'll do another one, same place?
Probably same place, same time of year. January, February in Spain. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it does sound good.
So I interviewed a few people when I was out there just to get their vibe. Also got an interview with Lee Craigie. So here is their beautiful voices for you.
Listen to voices! Also, we don't have those bells anymore.
I'm Lee, director of the Adventure Syndicate, and we have just run our second winter gathering in an effort to inspire, encourage and enable more women to ride bikes further and faster. So this year was a wee bit different. It was a self-led camp, so everyone came with their own agenda and just mucked in and got on with each other and learned from each other, and that worked really well for us.
Are you going to do it again? The same style next year?
I think we're going to do... Well, so last year it was much more led, and I think it might be nice to have both, actually. So this year it was for people that already had an idea of what they wanted to do and how to do it, but we don't want to exclude people that have no idea about that stuff too. So it'd be really nice, I think, to offer both. So to offer a led ride every day with... with input and structure, and then to also offer this self-led thing where people can go off and do their own thing and then come back to us in the evenings to chat and share stories and learn from each other. So I think both next year. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I would prefer to have been led. I'm on holiday. I want someone to tell me what to do.
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, that because I think what we're trying to encourage is people to take responsibility, I guess, for their own navigation, their own mechanicals. And while when you've only got a weekend, that's, you know, you just want to delegate, don't you? You just want just someone to show you where to go so you can make the most of that time. But I guess if you're here for a longer period of time, or you've really got to be pushed into that kind of slightly stressful way of, well, actually, this is up to you, this bit. And yeah, I think both of those things have got value. And so I think to offer both would be really worthwhile next year.
Cool. Thank you.
My name's Meg. I've been on the Adventure Syndicate training week in Girona. And my highlight of the week is riding with other people. Like, I often ride with myself, and it's about time or covering a certain distance or riding for a certain number of hours. And we had fun, like, we've laughed so much. I tried someone else's bike, it's got flared handlebars. I felt like I was a base jumper jumping up a cliff with my, like, literally. And I just giggling to myself and with other women around me, just absolutely just laughing and having fun. It's been brilliant.
But state your name.
Philippa. Fatty. The camp's been amazing, and I think for me the most positive thing that's come out of it is meeting a bunch of women who are all incredible in their own ways and have similar interests and motivations, which are quite hard to come by in other circles. So yeah, I will take away a lot of new amazing friendships, which is great.
Lovely. Perfect.
I went to the London Bike Show.
Wow!
With my dad!
Yes!
Which I fully, 100% recommend.
Going to the London Bike Show with Alex's dad.
With my dad. So just email your requests in to book him in. So our friend Laura Scott, she went with her mum.
Oh,
and
nice.
Said a similar story, that it's just really fun going with, I think, somebody else who isn't in the scene, doesn't work in the industry.
Yeah.
And is passionate about cycling.
It's like new eyes.
Yeah, new perspective.
Yeah.
And the things my dad were interested in were things I was like, oh, I've seen this before. Oh,
really?
I don't care about
like
this.
Like what?
So the minute we turned up, there's all the samples you can have of bars, balls, protein, gels, liquids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So nutrition.
There's all this food that you can try, which for me, it's not very tasty, and I'm not really interested in some crumbled up old bar that someone wants to know.
I love it.
Chat to me about for ages. So my dad's like, oh, how much sugar does it have at all? How many calories? The best was the Clif Bar stand. I was like, I've had Clif Bars. I like Clif Bars.
I love Clif Bars.
I don't need another Clif Bar. And so my dad runs over. He's like, oh, Alex, here's all of these. They're amazing. And then they had Clif Block gel.
I used those on my tour.
Yeah?
I fucking love them.
So my dad picks one up and he's like, oh, it's really nice. But how do you get it out of the packaging? Because you have six in a pack. And the guy goes to pick it up. My dad goes, ah, yes, that's it. You reach around and then you squeeze one out. He was like, Dad, we haven't been in 5 minutes. You're making it sound like they make you do a shit. Me and the guy on the stand just looking at each other. My dad's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is already really fun.
I want to go with your dad.
Yes. Everything, you know, he's like really intently looking at it.
Yeah.
Asking really kind of sincere questions. It was a real treat, you know, because I'm like, boring, say that, boring. My dad's like, oh, I love it. How much sugar is in this?
Those shot blocks are great, by the way. Did the guy demo how to do it?
The squeeze and then...
Yeah, you tear off the end and just...
Yeah, boop, and then... Boop, pop boop, it out.
Just pop it out.
Reach around and pop one out. So I have a little recording of me and my dad after the show, and we're going to play that for you now.
So we're live in a corridor at the Excel Centre, having just gone to the London Bike Show. What were your thoughts, Dad?
I really enjoyed it. It was colourful, it was varied, it was friendly, and it was cycle intense.
It's very posy, very good. I wanted to tell a little story looking at the electric bikes, and my stepmom now has one.
Yep.
And you were saying, Dad, that you were a bit annoyed that Jane was now faster than you.
She can just streak past me up the hills. It's horrible.
And I went, well, it is because it's a machine and you just...
But a shout out for the brand. It's a Kalkoff.
A Kalkoff.
And it's fabulous.
Kalkoff. Yeah, and then Dad just went, but I'm a machine, which I thought was pretty fun. My thoughts were there were a lot of protein balls. Oh. Lots of protein balls now. That seems to be big. Weirdly, there was a guy with cheese there. You know, like cheese.
Strong cheese.
Really strong cheese. Shout out to the dude with cheese at the bike show.
Cheese was good.
And then I just thought we'd talk a bit about Tannis now, because, Dad, you've been really interested in those.
I have. I've come close to buying...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Pair of Tannis puncture-proof tyres and would have done today but for the price. £110 a pair. Discounted £20 to £90 is still a bit much for me to commit to, having read some reviews that talk about wear and the firmness of the ride. But I'm still very interested in trying a Tannis tyre.
Yeah, they're interesting for me. So I kind of asked, oh, what's the kind of shelf life? How long do they last for? And they said 6,000 miles.
Yes,
it's kind of an interesting answer, because then you have to kind of calculate how many miles am I doing to make that worth the money. And I guess it's, if you're not aware of what they are like a solid tire that you put on your rim, and you use a pin locking system to kind of lock them in place. And then the idea is that's it. You don't have an inner tube, you don't have a tire, you have this one solid kind of rubber mass that is your tire and wheel, and you ride that. But I'm kind of still trying to get my head around, does the money add up?
Well, first of all, the demonstration of how you fit them was interesting, because you fit the tyre onto the rim by stretching it, and then to secure it, you take rectangular, they're called pins, but they're more like a rectangular tablet, that's the width, the inner width of the rim, so it's slightly wider than the rim on its very outside edge. You fit the pin through a hole in the tyre and then force it down, so you bend it and it snaps into position, and then it will hold the tyre. And there are about between something like 20 or 30 of these pins distributed around the entire circumference, and I have read that it can be quite difficult to fit them, and fitting them correctly is important as well. But in terms of costs, yes, you're looking at, well, discounted, it was £45 each, with probably a three-year life if you cycle 10 miles a day. 10 miles a day, 50 miles a week, that's about 2,500 or less miles a year. So 6,000, maybe about 3 years. And in that time, well, personally, I might go through 2 or 3 inner tubes, maybe, possibly more.
And how much are you paying for those?
£2. And more than one tyre, probably. And tyres can cost from £10 to £50. So it really depends on the kind of tyre you want.
Yeah.
Then you have to compare it against puncture-proof tyres, which are now tubeless tyres, which are becoming more and more popular. They have a sealant inside the tyre. kind of like a slime. They'll cost you perhaps £50 each, maybe, depending. It depends on the tyre. It could be from 20 to 50 or even more. How does that compare? But I think the other factor is the Tanner's tyre comes in three thicknesses, if you like, three ratings of soft, regular and hard, and that's how it feels on the road. I'd like to try that. I'd like to try them.
I think that was what was interesting, is that they didn't really offer an opportunity to try it, and they have a test track there. Yep. So kind of missing a trick allowing you to actually see what it feels like on the bike. I guess for me, I really honed in on, I feel like they're not getting their marketing quite right. They're really not kind of selling the message of, hey, you buy this and you don't have to worry about anything else again for a while. But also I said, oh, so what do I do if I need to take it off? And he was like, oh no, pretty much when you've got that on, that's it. And you're like, well, it is going to run out. And I want that security of knowing, do I have to buy a whole nother wheel? Do I have to kind of try and maneuver it off? I feel like they're missing a trick just advertising to us as punters at a bike show, this is this product and this is how it works.
There was brief mention of what you would do if you needed to replace a spoke. So if you had a broken spoke, and obviously you need to get the tyre off to repair it, so it is possible to remove them, but it's quite kind of a mechanical operation. You've got to force these pins out to get the solid tyre away from the rim. I'd like to see more videos. Videos, I think.
Yes, I think I'll do a shout out asking our listeners a question. Have you seen these Tanner's tyres? I'll put a link below. I'd like to know your thoughts on it. We kind of thought it was really interesting, and it's that debate of like, is this something that we want? Is this something we want to buy? Is this something that's going to kind of hit the scene or not? I'd like to know what you think. And I want to say it was cool to see Philippa York. We've interviewed her on the podcast, and it was great to see her at the show being interviewed by Rebecca. And my takeaways are, I've been a little bit tired and bored of going to these bike shows. We were going to play Is It Sexist, but actually I'll admit I didn't see anything that kind of riled me up, which is refreshing and good. The gender balance still is very male heavy, but I saw a lot more women there than I've seen before on the stands and in the crowds. That made me feel good. My advice, if you're feeling a little bit bored and tired of going to these shows, take your dad or take somebody who's into bikes and passionate about them and maybe isn't in the scene, so you get this little fresh fun light where they're like, oh, and they want to look at stuff and talk to people. And that, I really enjoyed that.
Excellent.
And what are your takeaways? Any final takeaways, Dad?
Well, I've got a list of products I'm going to look at a little bit more. Tanner's is one of them. I've not been to this show before. I can recommend it, but you need to go with somebody. Yeah, going alone, ooh, that would have been awful. Mm. But going with someone. And I was impressed with how friendly, talkative, and really just the general atmosphere. And unlike shows that I've been to in the past for other things, mainly education, this is not rammed. It's quite, you can walk around it. You're not getting pushed over. Good atmosphere. Interesting range of products. Highly recommended.
Well, hey, thanks, London Bike Show, and thanks, Dad. Bye.
And what are your, do you want to talk about tennis? What are your thoughts?
I have no opinion. I'm not interested in them.
funnily though, it turns out they were the sponsors for the Bike Biz Awards. So whoops.
speaking of which, congratulations.
You are now listening to an award-winning cycling cafe podcast. It's not the first, not the last.
Is that what you said when you got the award?
No, my dad filmed me accepting the award.
What did you say?
I kind of suddenly went, in March, I've been on my hands for 4 years, and I was like, no one gives a fuck, Alex, why did you say that? And I went, because in April, Look My Hands has been going for 8 years. And I was like, that's nice. Tribute to the owners, Lou and Sam and Matt, working really, really hard.
Yeah.
And they're passionate about coffee, bikes and beer. And I said, that's what we all love, and that's what it's all about. And then I held the award up and went, if you work really hard, it pays off, baby!
Were you drunk?
No, I only had one drink, so I was drunk on power, Jim. So we won Specialist Retailer.
Nice. Add it to the collection.
Yeah.
It's
metal, so we won't break this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you break the LCC one?
We broke ours.
Yeah,
we've broken quite a few.
We put ours back together with Subaru.
I think we just left us broken.
Oh.
Because it gets to about a year and then no one cares about your awards anymore.
That's true. It's like, oh, that was 2013. Yeah, that was like...
Who gives a shit?
Jurassic period. Like...
Yeah, thanks, BikeBiz. Thanks, listeners. Thanks, fans, or anybody who took the time to vote for us, because we appreciate it. And I'd like to say, Jenny, you were still a winner, even though you didn't win.
That's all right.
Bullshit!
I appreciate
Boycott.
It.
Boycott!
Congratulations to Carrie Dipple, who won Cycling Woman of the Year. That means I got to work extra hard again to get on the list for next year.
Challenge accepted.
Hey, Alex. I really love Look Bum No Hands, delicious food, strong coffee, and sweet cakes, but I hate bikes.
That's funny. You should head over to the LMNH Kitchen at 101 Backchurch Lane, E1, 1LU. There, you'll find all of Look Bum No Hands' delicious food, strong coffee, sweet cakes, but no workshop, and no bike parts, and more importantly, no bikes.
Thanks, Alex. What a great tip. I'm going to Look Mom No Hands Kitchen today.
Jenny, I went to the bike shop today and it was really mean to me. It made me feel really patronized.
Oh, I'm so sorry you had that experience. I know where you can go.
Yeah?
To where you won't feel patronized. It's called London Bike Kitchen.
Wow.
We'll teach you how to fix your own bike so you won't feel like you are disempowered.
You'll empower me and I'll know how to fix my own bike.
Yes, Alex. All for a small fee.
Fair. We're available to do adverts for your fantastic product, brand, and more. Get in touch. Dear listener, in March, we're going to be 1 year old.
Oh my God!
We're one!
We've been doing this for a year.
I can't believe it. To celebrate? It's not really to celebrate.
Well, we want to figure out what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, we need your help.
We have no idea. This whole time, it's just me and Alex sitting in a dark room, staring at a microphone.
Chat shit about bikes.
Yeah.
Getting some other people to join us. Thanks for sticking around.
Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Just let us know. So you can fill out a survey on the interwebs.
Love surveys.
And if you do it, you're going to get a 10% discount code from not only London Bike Kitchen, but Look Mum No Hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Valid in our online shops.
Yeah.
And you will also be entered into a prize draw to win an amazing hamper full of crap.
The stuff that we couldn't sell.
Scratch that. Full of... free stuff that we gave. No.
Stuff from the London Bike Show.
Yay.
No, just kidding.
Please go to, I'll put a link below, tinyurl.com/wheelsuckerssurvey. What's coming up?
Well, we've got some new classes coming out that I'm actually really, really excited about. The first one is Introduction to Hydraulic Disc Brake Maintenance. So we are going to be trialing our... first new class is Introduction to Hydraulic Disc Brake Maintenance. There has been a lot of requests for this. So if you've got a bike with hydraulics, we are here to teach you how to take care of them. We will be talking about the different types of fluid that's used, how to change your brake pads, how to cut hoses. So that class is now live on the website, as is our next class, which is Wheel Building Part 2. Part 1 was... now, the class formerly known as Intro to Wheel Building, and we decided let's take it a step further. Some people wanted to learn more lacing patterns, so we're going to go into that. So we're going to be teaching different wheel lacing patterns, focusing on one called three leading, three trailing, which makes a really nice kind of crisscross floral design. Mm-hmm. It's very, very pretty, really cool to see on a bike because it's not very common, but still just as strong as a three cross. If you want to learn another pattern under the guidance of an expert wheel builder, we will be teaching that class once every month. And we also cover actual spoke length calculation as well as the physics behind wheel building, because some people want to know. Inquiring minds
I want to know
how does a wheel work? How is it constructed?
What is a wheel?
What is wheel?
What is it? What the hell?
Why is it round?
Well, that we'll never know. Amazing. And we can find that on your website.
On the website, lbk.org.uk.
Coming up at Look Mum No Hands, we have our ever popular and super fun and sexy cycle speed dating.
Ooh.
So we have one, we're hosting it actually at Old Street on the 11th of March. So it's like speed dating, if you're aware of that. You get thrown into a room with people and you get about 3 minutes roughly. They ring a bell, you move on to the next person. But with this, you'll have something in common. Bikes. So even if you don't want to date them, there's someone you can go for a bike ride with. So it's win-win. So we're hosting a new event that we've never done before. Bicycle life drawing.
Naked?
No.
Oh.
In Look on your hands, podium pants, and bib shorts and jerseys. So it's going to be a life drawing class, but the model will be posing with a bicycle.
Awesome.
Yeah. So there's actually only a few places left. So sign up. You can either pay to bring your own materials or pay us a bit more and we'll sort them for you. It's going to be on the 19th of March at the Look on your hands kitchen. If you like what we do, don't forget to like, rate,
subscribe.
So if you're listening on SoundCloud, you can like us. And if you're listening on iTunes, just take a moment to...
Give us a 5-star rating!
Yeah! Bunch of 18. Let's keep that going.
I wonder how much Rafa has now. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to share this with one person that you think would like hearing this podcast. This message will now explode.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.